This week on Arts Page, Lorna Goodison is Jamaica's new poet laureate, and later, Dreaming Black Boy, for more poetry books. Stay tuned.
My great-grandmother was a Guinea woman. Wide eyes turning the corners of her face, could see behind her. Her cheeks dusted with a fine rash of jet bead warts that itched when the rain set up.
Professor Emerita Lorna Goodison, Order of Distinction, Commander Class, Musgrave Gold Medalist, great-granddaughter of a Guinea woman. She has published 12 internationally acclaimed collections of poetry, the latest being over 500 pages of her life's work. She became the first non-Briton to be made Poet Laureate of the Durham Book Festival in the UK. And in a full circle sort of way, she is now Jamaica's first female Poet Laureate.
I now have great pleasure in inviting our Poet Laureate to come forward and be invested.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Ms. Goodison was ceremonially sashed and pinned with the insignia of the Poet Laureate, the sterling silver breast star, plated with 24-karat gold and green enamel outlining 8 breadfruit leaves. Those who wear the insignia are charged with championing Jamaican poetry by stimulating an appeal for it and developing avenues for public education and involvement. Essentially, Ms. Goodison, like Professor Mervyn Morris before her, should ensure Jamaican poetry and literature live a long, healthy, fruitful and immortal life.
We look forward with much anticipation to your contribution over the next 3 years to the rich tapestry of cultural expressions that have earned the city of Kingston UNESCO's recognition as a creative center of music. I hope they will likewise bask in the poetry of Jamaica.
Before 2014, when the Poet Laureate program was revamped with Professor Mervyn Morris, Tom Redcam was named posthumously from 1910 to 1933. The founder and president of the Poetry League Society of Jamaica, J.E.C. McFarlane, was named laureate after Redcam in 1953, a title he held until his death in 1962. The National Library of Jamaica saw it fit to resurrect the initiative, with the help of its government and other partners. Chairman of the Poet Laureate of Jamaica Committee, Professor Emeritus Edward Bohr, says Ms. Goodison's Jamaican birth and background, along with her multinational experiences, has made her the ideal candidate to lead Jamaica's cause for poetry.
A superlative poet with a high international reputation. She's in great demand for appearances on both sides of the Atlantic.
As a laureate should, she writes of her homeland with a passion that paints vivid pictures and of her Jamaican family life with personality.
For many years, the writing of poetry was itself the reward. I never thought I'd ever gain anything by writing those poems that I wrote in the dead of night when everybody else was asleep. And I can truthfully say that had nobody ever read one of my poems, I would have written them anyway.
Poet Laureate of Jamaica, Professor Emerita Lorna Goodison. Ms. Goodison says she has great plans for multidisciplinary collaboration, beginning with poetry and visual art. And from our poetry books this week, here is Dreaming Black Boy, part of the Poet Laureate feature.
I wish my teacher's eyes wouldn't go past me today. Wish he'd know it's okay to hug me when I kick a goal. Wish I myself wouldn't hold back when an answer comes. I'm no wood chopper now, like all ancestors. I wish I could be educated to the best of tune-up and earn good money and not sink to lick boots. I wish I could go on every crisscross way of the globe and no persons or powers or hotel keepers would make it a waste. I wish only boys were scared behind bravados, for I could suffer. I could suffer a big, big lot. I wish nobody would want to earn the terrible burden I can suffer.
Join us every last Friday to hear more poems from our poetry books, part of the Poet Laureate feature. One more thing, Arts in the Park happens all this weekend from Friday the 26th to Sunday, May 28th for workshops, performance and exhibition times. Call 922-1561. And that's all we have time for this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.